In this very first episode of the Ice Ice Baby podcast, I'm obviously joined with Sydney and Michaela, and we just kind of give you an overall vibe of what's gonna happen with this podcast and kind of what we're about and what teams we like, our anxiety with trades, and how enthusiastically we talk about Jonathan Taves' ass. But, you know, that's minor details. But anyways, I hope you guys enjoy this episode and any episodes that we put out in the future every Thursday. I lied when I said every Friday because I realized how easy it is to upload. So I hope you enjoy this. Come back every Thursday, hopefully, for new episodes. And if you have any suggestions for what you want us to talk about, if there's a subject or a player or a team that just needs to be talked about by other people other than yourself, please drop me a message on here. I think you can do it. Or if not, send me a DM. It's Lindsay Medeiros on Instagram. So LINDSEY.MEDEIROS on Instagram. All right. Please enjoy. And I hope to see you again sometime soon. Okay, so welcome to the first episode of the Ice Ice Baby podcast.
Here we go, boys.
This was basically us deciding that we wanted to yell about some hockey, but in a more formal setting than just our Tumblr blogs.
Yes.
So, I guess we'll just introduce ourselves. Does anyone want to go first?
I feel like the host should go first.
Okay. Oh my god.
I agree with that.
Is that me?
Yes.
So I'm Lindsay, and these are my co-hosts, Michaela and Sydney. We're very excited to do this.
Yes, we are. Don't mind me. I'm putting away the things for my protein shake.
As you should.
There we go.
So I guess we can just get into like some basic stuff, I guess, because yeah. No one really knows who we are.
Well, no, they know who you are because
slightly.
You're famous.
Oh yeah, that's me. Some other people who are watching this probably have no idea who we are. So we got two people from Winnipeg, and then I'm the lonely Southern Ontario.
How does it feel being alone?
I feel like I'm the Travis Konecny of our group.
I love
That's
it.
How I feel. I feel like I should have a picture of me holding a fish somewhere. That's how I feel.
Oh my god. That's amazing.
Wait, so does that make us both Nolan Patrick?
Well, hey, I think I'll find something. I'll be Kevin Hayes. How's that?
There you go.
All right, I'll take
it. If you can fake a Boston accent, that would be fantastic.
No, I don't think I can. I need to pick someone else. I wish I could.
We're like every iconic hockey trio mixed into one.
Well, for the Jets, we are Shifley, Lowry, and Wheeler?
Yes.
Yeah.
Perfect.
So on that note of the Jets, I guess we can talk about how we got into hockey and stuff, right?
Oh, God. Sure.
So I guess I can start with mine. I blame my father completely. He basically took me to a hockey game when I was 7.
Oh, wow.
In 2010. Oh, boy. That was a
like
fun.
A NHL?
Yeah. We went to Montreal.
Sick. Oh.
That was a wild ride.
Oh, my God.
And that was probably the moment that I figured out that I really enjoyed it. And I just actually recently got into it, like, a lot. Thank you, Sydney, for that.
Yeah, I think I was there for that.
You were. Because I didn't know there was, like, this whole
world
of hockey fans on, like,
the internet. I thought it was just middle-aged fathers in their basement watching hockey. That was my perception of it.
Yeah. So, and you're out there liking them, and you're like, oh, shit, I can't talk about this now.
Yeah, like, I had, like, one friend, my friend Jill, who is who's a Leafs fan, so that was hard enough, because I love the Habs.
Yikes.
But, you know, other than that, yeah, so I gotta thank Sydney for getting me into hockey, like, obsessively.
Yeah. See, mine was with my, once again, with my dad, like, just like you, but it was because he would always watch the games, like, on TV, and not even just Jets games, like, I got into it way before they came back, so, like, my mind is stuck in 2010 rosters, because I can't let that go, so I'm like, oh, this guy, and someone will be like, yeah, he's retired. He's been retired for, like, 10 years.
This man is a whole 50 years old.
Yeah, and I'm like, wait, what? It's so bad.
Dude, that's me with Patrick Sharp. I can't believe that he's retired.
I know. He's so pretty, honestly. Like,
I forget who said it. I think it was my friend Ava that said that he looks like a mixture between Tom Cruise and Justin Trudeau. Why is not that wrong?
Yeah, why is that true?
NBC, I'd like to thank you right now for having him as an actual, like...
Oh, yeah.
Like, coverage for the playoffs. That's... Thank you. We appreciate that.
I appreciate that so much. Like, honestly, whenever that comes on, I'm like, I can't not listen to you. It's just like, even if I don't like anyone else on that panel, it's just like, I gotta watch it for you.
So, conclusion, our middle-aged fathers decided that we were gonna like hockey now.
How about you, Mick?
I feel like I had a very different introduction to hockey.
What, you mean you didn't have a middle-aged Portuguese man tell you that?
No, I just had my dad who was like, nah, hockey's okay.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
How dare he?
I mean, he's a baseball dad.
Okay.
So I grew up with MLB more than I did the NHL. So I have a lot of love for baseball as well, but that's a whole nother thing.
That's a whole other podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, like, I was interested in hockey from a young age, and I've told you guys this, but I was going to start playing hockey, and then, you know, middle school boys found out, and then that didn't go over well, and I was bullied, and so I was like, okay, let's repress that feeling of liking a sport, because bad things happen.
Yeah.
So it wasn't until like a couple of years ago when I just decided to, I was like, you know what, screw this, I'm gonna watch playoffs, because that's what was going on right there. And then it just, I don't know what happened. I kind of blinked, and now I'm here.
And now we're here, and we're screaming about it together. Yes.
I'm making very mediocre art, but
this
I am
very good art. Thank you. I can barely write out the line of conversation on a piece of paper to get today for this podcast. Like,
yeah, same. I actually didn't do it on
Sydney,
paper. So
shut up.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just old school. Okay.
By the way, we're. Yeah, and hey, that's valid. Also, we're probably going to cut the first part out, like we've talked about, but if you guys didn't know, drinking a protein shake and
you will
like,
be
these games,
as swole as Adam Lowry soon.
Yeah, that's what, oh my god, could you imagine a 5'3" Adam Lowry?
I forget how small you are sometimes.
Yeah. I know. I'm for the context, smallest co-host here.
5'3". I'm 5'10", and Mick is like 6 feet tall. So we're
I might actually be 6 feet tall, but I would like to tell people that I'm 5'8". So we're gonna say I'm 5'8".
Yeah. Me and we're all 5'8". As far as anyone's concerned.
Yeah. Oh my god.
So, speaking of Adam Lowry, he's the reason why the three of us are here today.
Don't let him, please. Adam, don't listen to this podcast.
No, that would not be okay.
I think it's shitty enough that he won't, but you know.
No.
Yeah.
But he's probably. Yeah. Sid, he's your favorite player, right? Mick, who's yours?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, if you had asked me before May, I would have told you Kyle Connor. But
he's a solid choice.
I like him.
Yeah.
Looks like a praying mantis, but move on.
I mean, you're right, he does. but then I made the painting, and Adam did what he did, and so he secured his spot as my favorite after that.
After he didn't he like it on
he oh. yeah he liked it and it he commented too. On it and I lost
yeah
my...
I would just pass it
yeah
away. I legitimately it was like 30 minutes of me just freaking out.
As it should be. There's no other way of reacting to that.
Exactly. Like, okay, as we all know, I have this weird thing where I
You have a superpower.
Meet all these players, and I don't know why. It's not even like I'm not trying to. I just like, hey, Perot. Like, I met him at the airport, by the way. Context there. Met Perot at the airport. Like, I don't know. It's just a thing. And then I actually talked to Lowry, and, like, that
your three words
short-circuited
that
my brain, I think. Literally, all I said was, like, great game last night. And I was like, oh, shit. I need to rethink everything that I just said to this man.
I don't think I've ever, like, met an NHL player. I don't think I have.
I have not.
Thank you, I guess.
I'll hook you up.
You guys live in Winnipeg, which has obviously the Jets, and a whole bunch of hockey players are from there. Like, you have hippie lesbian Summer Nolan Patrick.
And I live in Compton here.
Jonathan Taves. So, like...
Sorry. Fun fact about Taves. My cousin's gym teacher is his uncle, so he like Taves actually came with the cup to their school. Isn't that just wonderful? I didn't go to that school.
That's another person I would just simply pass away. I also really like the Hawks' second favorite team. So if any of them ever came within a 10-foot radius of me, I don't think I could stand that. No, thank you.
That's valid. While we're talking about the Hawks, do you want to do PSA a little PSA on Patrick Kane?
Anyone listening, because I know quite a few will probably come from Tumblr. We like him here. we do like Kaner here.
Mm-hmm.
Please do your research. That's all I have to say. So I will probably be yelling about him and
how much I love
Patrick Kane later on.
So
that's just my disclaimer. Okay, but Kingston doesn't have the hockeys that you do. We have Mike Smith, the goalie for the Oilers. You guys remember the Battle of Alberta this year when they all started fighting each other? Yeah, that's him.
Yes. Love
a
that.
A good Kingston boy. We have
good Kingston boy
on the LA Kings. And yeah.
Oh yeah. Are they still a team? I have not heard anything about them in so long.
The playoffs, though.
Oh my god!
The only reason that I know they're like a thing is because of the guy from Kingston. That's about it.
That's fair.
And isn't that one guy that looks like Charlie Hunnam on the Kings? Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Adrian Kemp? I don't know how to say his last name. Yeah, he looks like if you put Garrett Hedlund and Charlie Hunnam together and like holy shit.
You're not wrong. That's a pretty good description. Oh. I mean, Kingston also has Don Cherry, but you know. My mom used to hang out with his brother.
For the record, we are actual what?
Apparently he was a pretty cool dude.
Oh my god.
But yeah, other than that, Kingston has a grand total of the Frontenacs, and that's about it.
Love it.
So I guess the next thing on my little list here that we have is just the playoffs right now. It's put us through every circle of hell. The nice motorcycle guy just rode past my window. Thank you for that, for interrupting. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Sons of Anarchy, is that you?
Motorcycle.
That's for another episode.
We can yell about that like in later. Episode.
We'll get into that.
Bonus
episode.
It divides people. It divides people and their friendships.
It really does.
Oh.
Like, every Leafs fan that I know basically cried for a solid week.
I mean, that's fair. Yeah,
that checks out.
I think we did too did.
For the
especially
day.
After
Shife. You guys made it like, through the playoffs.
After Shife.
Oh.
Mark, sweetie, if you're listening, we love you. We hope you get better.
I hope he's okay.
Oh my god. I would give him the biggest hug right now, but
that's not very social distancing.
I can't, so it's fine.
No.
No, exactly. By the way, disclaimer for maybe like segments coming up. We are good people with good political standing.
We do have good.
Just saying.
We don't like
I think
the Trump supporters and their fake stories about stuff. I'm looking at you, NHL. Hell yeah. We support the
BLM, baby.
On the Ice Ice Baby podcast.
Yes, we do. No, a word from our sponsor.
The playoffs now, with like the little break that they took, angered every 35-year-old man on the planet. Like chilling.
Yeah, that was intense. There was a lot of intense anger there.
For the TSN Instagram comments, I felt like I was walking into a war zone. I don't think I will ever be as threatened as when I actually join the military, which I'm doing soon, then clicking on more comments.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Oh, Lord.
I know.
Those are, like, terrible. And, like, for what? I mean, like, I know it's, like, you know, we're making a podcast about
it's a game.
But it's just it's a like... game.
It's supposed
like,
to be
it's not
a fun
that deep.
Thing, but they don't make it fun. Those are the times that I question why I enjoy this sport. Honestly, like, and we're almost near the end of the playoffs. Yeah. So what's the point, guys?
Exactly, and like, I don't get the. Like, why are you so serious about it? It's literally not
None
that
of us
deep.
Understand.
I don't...
We're just like, what?
Yeah. Like, I know, you know, we're making a podcast about hockey, but, like, with those comments and things like that, like, it's no. literally, it shouldn't matter that much.
Like, imagine if the, like, I'd like to see those people, like, actually say that, like, to other people's faces.
Yeah.
But that's,
well, they
that's,
never would.
That's me ranting about that. Because it gets me angry.
You're valid.
But the playoffs are almost done. I think the new season is going to be starting in December, I heard.
That's also what I heard.
Yeah.
Oh, that's... Like,
I can't decide if I like that or not, though.
There's barely any turnaround time.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, by what...
Oh, that's weird. Like,
yeah.
Like, it's already September, and we have...
I mean, if we keep going into, like, quintuple overtime, then...
Oh, my goodness.
I'm looking at you, Tampa Bay
Lightning. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Thank you for that. Boys.
Jesus Christ.
You could have wrapped that up a little quicker, but...
Yeah. Just Braden let them Point score at that point.
Overtime winner.
Like... Oh,
what a man! He's done really well this playoffs. Yeah. He has the most points.
Yeah. Braden Point has the most.
He's living up to his name, I guess. We're so proud of him.
He is. Oh, that's good.
Did you guys see that the Colorado Avalanche won last night, so they forced a game 7?
They did.
I'm friends with a lot of Stars fans.
Oh, God.
And they've all been, like, low-key panicking.
Oh no.
Yeah. I've seen a lot of that on Tumblr.
Yeah. Yeah, everyone that I follow
Twitter's
on
freaking
any
out
platform
too.
Is so divided right now about if they're Stars
or
I'm
getting great energies right now.
Oh, how did Colorado come back from a 3-1 like series deficit thing? I don't know what I'm saying. But they came back from a 3-1.
I'm not sure how they did it, but I'm hoping the Flyers can do it too.
Yes, they knocked out my boys, but I still love them. I'm sorry
that they did that.
It was a good run, though. It was good.
It was.
We knocked out Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
It was.
So, really, you're the winner here.
No one was expecting that. Not a single person was expecting that, including myself. I'm like...
Wasn't really surprised, though.
I am
glad
surprised.
It happened. I'm
surprised. I was just ready for it to be over.
Three
games, we're done.
Yeah.
But I was wrong.
Didn't Kapanen just go to Pittsburgh?
Jake Allen got traded to Montreal.
Wild.
Like,
yes.
Jesus.
Oh my God.
It's starting.
It's already starting.
How do we feel about the expansion draft for Seattle next year?
I'm terrified. I'm absolutely terrified. I'm excited about there being a new team, and I think it's going to be really cool. But also, don't touch my babies.
At the same time, you go near any of our favorites, I will kick you out at the knees.
Yeah.
I DM'd on Twitter. I DM'd them, and, like, as a joke. And I was like, keep your... tentacles
a response?
And I think that's no, they didn't. They didn't text or DM
Seattle
back.
Kraken. This is a call out. Please respond.
Yeah, reply to me on Twitter. Hold on, I will see. Yeah, here it is. I was like, "Hello, please keep your hand tentacles off of Adam Lowry, please, and thank you."
Ever the Canadian.
Hey, I'm polite about it at least.
Yeah.
Exactly. I should have put an F.
We're so polite and so passive aggressive all the time.
Yeah, that's just what it is to be a Canadian.
Exactly. Like, sorry, but I will bite your head off if you don't hear my favorite.
The blood in our veins is iced coffee.
I had one of those earlier on.
Or
today.
Just Tim's.
I've had three.
Jesus.
Already?
2:30.
Mick!
Are you? Yeah.
Here it's 1:30.
In my defense, okay, I woke up at 7 after 3.5 hours of sleep.
Okay.
So I just started early. And I may not have eaten, but that's irrelevant. Why? I've had iced coffee.
That's the important part.
Wait, when did...
I think I fell asleep at, like, midnight. I was up till, like, 3. Like, 3 or 4.
Oh.
Denise, okay. An old woman and falls asleep.
Yeah. That's... Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm not ready for trades. Wow. Like, did you guys see the list that was posted by TSN about who's probably going to get traded?
I did.
Oh, yeah.
Was anyone expecting Patrick to be going from the Jets?
No.
Like, why is he there?
No, I don't. If that happens, I'm going to scream.
Was on there, which I can kind of see. He didn't have a great playoffs, but you know,
yeah. But
like,
Patrick Laine.
Oh,
how old is he? Too.
I don't like playing this game.
I have my computer.
I'm older than him, and I don't love that for me.
I do not enjoy realizing how old or young hockey players are. That's not a.
His birthday's 3 days after mine. That's pretty cool.
Okay.
1998.
He's 22.
Wait, so...
He's so young.
Okay.
I thought... Why did I think he was, like, 29?
I know, and don't trade... Don't trade him! Like,
right?
he's still got a lot to do.
And honestly, like... So when I started watching the Jets, like, I was, like, he's okay. Like, he had a lot of really great, like, one-shots kind of thing, but he wasn't, like, the best overall player, but he's starting to become one, and he's growing on me. Yeah.
He's so, his defense, his, like, way back when he got drafted, like, it wasn't the best. You know, the first few years wasn't the best, but that's kind of to be expected. He's a young player. But him now? Are you kidding me? Mm-hmm.
Like everyone was saying, like,
Jesus,
that for the Habs, Jesperi Kotkaniemi should get traded. But then, this playoffs, he was playing great, and everyone was calling him a draft bust before. And I think, every 40-year-old man named Dave should really listen to me about who's a draft bust and who's not.
It's true.
I was right.
Exactly. You know all.
Everyone's like, oh, you're just a puck bunny. You don't actually know them. Like, shut up. Oh, my God.
Every man that comes into my comments on TikTok and says that to me. My God. Yeah. We know more than you think. That's, So, exactly. Trades, I'm not happy. I'm not having a good time. Marc-Andre Fleury is probably leaving.
That's not okay. Well, unless he goes to, like, a team that I like.
If he goes to Seattle, that gives like me a reason to buy a jersey. So.
Yeah.
Even though I
just really don't want Patrick to go.
Even though I
anyways,
don't have
keep going. Sorry.
Four jerseys. I barely have.
He does.
Yeah. Yeah.
One of my own team, but you know, it's fine. It's okay. Have you guys heard any other trade rumors?
I don't think I have. Like, I just saw the list and then I saw Patrick on there and I blacked out after because I just started freaking out.
Ehlers apparently might too.
Sorry? No. I think not.
No, I don't think. Both of them, yeah. It's like they're both going.
Put them up, they're best friends.
Exactly. That's like, if they split up Lowry and Shaker, yeah, I'm going to
You just can't do that. It's illegal. No,
it is. Someone said that, I saw somewhere that someone said that they should trade Shifley and
No.
No.
Shifley carries the Jets. Nope. If like without him we'd fall apart completely. And we did.
And we did.
We proved that.
See the series with the Flames. That was a
I'm still mad. Like, I know I probably shouldn't be, but, like, I'm still mad too. About that.
Full honesty, I still have that peg blocked on Tumblr because I'm that mad.
Like, everyone, I think, in that moment was ready to just throw hands with Matthew Tkachuk.
Oh, I was going to get on a plane and I was going to go fight myself.
Just... bare knuckle fight with Matthew Tkachuk. I think you would lose.
Yeah,
I would just go for the kneecaps and hope.
I'm pretty strong.
That's true. But I feel like he could beat his brother Brady, and he's a large man.
I couldn't.
What I have going for me, though, is that he probably wouldn't fight a girl because he probably is like, oh no, you're a girl, I can't fight you. So then I have an advantage here.
There you go.
Hold on. I'm searching up how tall he is.
Okay,
6'2".
Wait, Matthew Tkachuk?
That sounds wrong, but he's 6'2".
Why did I think he was 6'2". Like 5'11"?
He has the energy of a short guy.
He does. He has the energy seems like, short, feisty king.
Holy
Jesus Christ.
Brady is 6'4". my God.
Like, I saw him play, but he didn't look that large.
Because he just gives off the energy of a short king.
I've seen Brady Tkachuk play. I went to a game back in February before Miss Corona decided that she was going to ruin my plans. I saw him fight Brennan Gallagher, also known as my favorite player. I think he fought Domi too, or like just kind of pushed each other around. And he also roughed it up with Carey Price. Mm. So that was all in one.
Oh, what? That's a bold move.
If you touch,
if you look at the goalie wrong.
Like, yeah, exactly.
You will die. You will die.
Like, oh god, that's a. I don't know how good of an idea that
was. We ended up winning. Cool. It was fine. Sure. I spent a day in Ottawa. It was fun.
Perfect.
So,
how long does it take to get from Kingston to
Ottawa? I said, we only have an OHL team here, and we kind of suck majorly. So our options are either Toronto, which is 2.5 hours away, Ottawa, which is like 1 hour, 45 minutes to 2 hours, depending on the traffic, and then Montreal, which is like 3 hours away.
Okay, what business does Ontario have being that big, though?
I honestly don't know. It's only 8 hours to get to Windsor, which is like right by Detroit.
Holy.
That's insane.
It takes me also 8 hours to get up to where my mom's from, which is like Haileybury, which is like 2 hours north of North Bay, if you know where that is.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Oh my.
Like, I think I might die if I ever have to drive to visit you guys in Winnipeg.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a decent drive. Like, it, like, scenery-wise.
Like, it's probably very good.
Okay, you're gonna Queen hear Olive. Me cooing to Olive.
Can
really
she
quick.
Be the mascot of the podcast?
Queen Olive.
Okay. Well, yes, please.
So Sydney's dog is now the poster dog for.
Yeah, she's our
podcast. I think that's a good assumption.
I think it's fitting.
Perfect. Oh, She's trying to jump.
Does she have the same energy as Matthew Tkachuk? What are you doing?
Okay. She does. She's gonna kick out my ankle. No, I'm kidding. Yeah. You want to be a mascot, Olive?
Oh, she said yes? Okay.
She said yes.
Good. I'm glad we got her consent. Yes.
There we go.
That's good.
Does Olive like hockey? What are her stances on the playoffs right now?
I think...
Olive, no.
Olive, come on.
Yeah, I actually think she does like it. She watches it with my dad.
Olive and Al watching hockey together. I love that.
That's so cute.
Yeah. Portuguese man and a dog.
My dog gets stressed out when there's hockey on the TV. Mainly because I get stressed out, and then she looks at me like, "Are you like, what's happening? Are we okay?" Okay. Yes.
No. Mm-hmm. Thank you for telling me. Ugh. Yeah. So who's still in for the playoffs?
I'm gonna check that.
Dallas from Colorado. I have
a computer with me.
Philly and the Islanders. Yes. And we have Vancouver Canucks. Yeah. And they're playing Las Vegas, right? I think.
Vegas, Canucks. Colorado, Dallas.
Tampa won. I'm Boston. So happy.
Tampa won. Tampa.
Thank you.
Philly and New York. Sure yeah. I think you got them all, yeah. Yeah, they were saying that either he's going to leave or just retire fully. So I don't know.
Dude.
I know. Jeez.
Yeah.
Which even Mick would look up.
I like that we're just using me as a measurement now.
How many Knicks is this?
How much would I have to look up?
A lot, especially if they're on skates. Yeah. He is. Oh, he's 43.
He's 43.
Okay, speaking of ages of hockey players and us not knowing anything about them, I realized a few weeks ago that, you know, like, obviously, Patrick Kane and Jonathan Toews were born in 1988. Their numbers are very suiting for that.
Yeah.
But I also found out that, you know, Trisha Paytas? She's their age.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound right. Okay. Why does that not sound right?
You told me about that.
Yeah, Sidney Crosby is now 33, and I feel like I'm 102.
He's 33?
Oh, God. Mm. Yeah.
No.
every day of my adolescent life...
Your name in my phone is Sidney Kid, so there you go.
So. Okay, thank you. Yeah, every...
That's cute, though. Day. I think that's cute.
Sidney Crosby.
Like, shut up.
I mean, like, there's worse nicknames to have out there. So.
Dude, you could have like,
my brother has an unfortunate nickname.
At least you're not a member of the Tkachuk family.
Oh my god,
they're just rats.
They're just rats.
So, if we're going off that logic, is Marshawn?
Have you not seen Brady's shirt that he wore to his brother's game that one time? He wore like a shirt.
I think I know what you're talking about, but I don't remember.
Brady Tkachuk has this shirt that he wore to Matthew's game one time, and I think it says like the Rat King on it. And
Oh my god, are you kidding me? I'm gonna hold
on. Yeah, Brady wore it.
Brady? Oh my god.
It's like the funniest thing. I love them. Oh, they're great.
Oh my god. Okay.
He needs to sell those.
Amazing. Oh, the taste.
Who doesn't?
I need that.
Can we make one for like every rat on every team?
Oh, that's amazing.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah, we have to, I think. We can make, like, our own shirts, the Ice Ice Baby podcast
shirts. There you go.
Wait, I should make them all wrap. The little cartoons that I've been painting. Yes.
Yeah. Do you want to do the art for our podcast?
I mean, it'll be terrible, but sure.
Shush, you're so good. Are you kidding?
You're going to have to agree to disagree on that one, I'm afraid.
I'm a Sid here.
Okay. Okay, wait. Have you guys heard about the Jonathan Marchessault? Like,
I've heard something about him, but I have no idea what's going on. Care to?
I don't think I have. So, yeah, explain for us. Okay.
So, I think someone on his Instagram was, like, making fun of him because he, you know, he dives a lot, right? So, they were, like, they said something about having an Olympic career in diving. And then he, like, responded to them, to their Instagram thing. No, hold on.
That's unfamiliar.
I'm going to see what he said. So he, he replied, so, excuse my French here, but don't talk about my kid like that, you ugly bitch, was one of them. Shut the fuck up, little dick, and oh, like on your mom's, and stop wasting my time. So he went off.
Dude, we were just talking about you diving. Like,
yeah. Because.
Where did that come from?
I know. Like, hold on. The one with the mother, that was the diving career. Oh my god. Okay. So someone said, do you play soccer? Yeah. Because, like, diving, right? And he's like, your dog is as ugly as you. Don't waste my time again.
Why are you so passive aggressive? What is this?
Oh my god. So someone else said, can you stop diving, Jesus? And he said, as soon as you can skate properly, stop wasting my time.
TSN comments on Instagram. No.
No.
You gotta have thick skin to go through those. My god. See, I feel like some hockey players would just, like say yes. Like, why do I have a feeling that, like, Travis Konecny would just be like, thank you for noticing. Yes, I do.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, he definitely would. Why is that so accurate?
He thrives on chaos. The vibes I get from him. I mean, yeah.
Don't we all?
We all thrive on chaos, except
I'm kidding.
Nolan Patrick. He survives on 5.5-inch inseam shorts. And TK. That's it.
Oh my god.
That's it. That's all.
The way it should be.
That keeps him going from day to day.
That's all you need. That's all you need.
Yes.
I'm not wrong. You can't say I'm wrong.
No, you're not.
He's been kind of all right in the playoffs so far. I don't think... Has he gotten a goal? I hope he has.
Yeah.
He hasn't. I've been trying to manifest one for him, but he has not.
You
want to
do, like, some ritual together? Like,
can we?
Does anyone have Nolan Patrick's number? Can play to the hockey gods for us. I feel like he's into witchcraft.
Oh my god, yeah. Hippie lesbian,
sage
course.
And shit in his house.
I'm sure of it.
Keeps it in his gloves because one, it smells nice.
There you
and
go.
Two,
he's got to manifest. Nolan Patrick, please, we beg you. We just want.
We beg you.
Oh gee, how old is he?
His birthday's coming up.
He's 21.
Jesus.
21.
It's very upsetting.
That is upsetting.
It's very upsetting.
Wait, Mick, are you older than him?
I am.
But hey, you're younger than
Konecny.
Which is.
That's good. Okay, yeah, good. We're good.
He's 23.
I mean, like, I've got, like, what?
He does not.
I think, like, 8 months on Patrick. It's still upsetting.
You know what is also upsetting, who's older than Nolan? Carter Hart.
Hmm. What?
Carter Hart is older than Noel.
Oh, no, what? He is. Yeah, he had his birthday recently. Yeah. She's still a baby.
Oh, my God.
It doesn't.
He's 22.
Yeah, he just turned 22.
He's a baby, what? But he's so good.
Like, less than a month ago, I think. Okay.
So, we all know that Kevin Hayes is absolutely cryptid. How?
I have no idea. I couldn't tell you.
And that's terrifying.
He's 6'5"?
He's 28.
Why did I, like, not think that he was 20? What was I thinking he is?
That makes
no sense. Okay, I would have guessed that, though. I would have guessed around 27, 28.
But just hearing it verbalized.
That's bad.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
He is.
But he's a cryptid. He's ageless.
Turned into a human.
Yeah.
Why do the Flyers have so many gingers on their team? It's Gritty's fault.
Hey, but why did the Jets do
exactly?
Too?
He manifested.
We have a ton of gingers.
Oh my God. I just have a lot of French boys.
We do.
I mean, French boys are good too.
Mark Bergevin's just like, you know what? I'm going to find every French hockey player and I'm going to take them and pretend that I'm their father. Like, that's what he does.
They're mine now.
They are mine now.
Yeah. It
doesn't matter if they can barely skate. He does. But so
he needs to get
Tito and Barzy.
That's true.
Just bring
that's
both true. Them. Matt Barzal speaks
bring both
French.
Of them.
Did you guys see that interview?
I think I knew that. I didn't see an interview, though.
It's hilarious. He didn't know what episode is in French.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
We love him. He's got the spirit.
Really?
Yeah.
It's okay.
Holy shit.
You could say.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's... Why is that so funny to me?
He's just like that. Like, he's just like that.
Okay. Anyways. He looks like a frat boy.
Or is he?
He's gotta be a frat boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. He looks like Prince Eric.
Really
he has that energy. I don't know.
Yeah.
He does.
He's got that power that everyone's just like, yeah, he's pretty. He's the new Patrick Sharp. He looks like he could be his kid.
Okay.
Like,
oh my God.
I'm just realizing that now. They look
similar.
Yeah,
it's true.
Anyway, that's for my brain to ponder later. But on the subject of Anthony Beauvillier, him and Jesperi Kotkaniemi just look like the same dude, different fonts.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's true. Why are their necks so large?
It's true.
Like, why? What is the point there?
Oh my God.
Why not?
It just holds all the hockey
good matches. Question.
Yeah, that's where it comes from.
The neck.
Yeah.
The neck.
Oh my God. And I guess for Dylan Larkin, like Detroit, he's probably got the hockey magic
Jonathan
in the
Taves,
butt because of that commercial.
His ass is just filled with hockey.
Yeah.
Well,
everyone saw that.
I mean,
everyone saw that video after Kaner's 1,000th point. Yeah, like, sir.
Yeah.
It's a Wednesday afternoon.
Oh.
What are you doing out here with all that ass? Like, what
exactly?
It is.
It's the
Dude,
hockey vibe.
Screw the Kardashians.
True. Hockey
oh
is where it's at.
Everyone should be. Everyone.
Hockey is where it's at.
That's gotta. You know what? Never mind. I'm changing the podcast name. Now hockey is where it's at. I kid.
Oh.
I can tell just from that statement alone that this is going to be a wild ride.
of a podcast.
Oh, absolutely.
So I think concludes our first episode. Like, yeah. 3 people listen to this, and that 3 people is us.
Yeah. Yeah, 3 people are us.
Exactly.
Yeah,
just to pretty see much. If it's good or not.
So it's going to be available here, obviously, on Anchor all the time. And a little bit later off, it's posted here, it gets posted to Spotify for free. So go follow the Ice Ice Baby podcast on Spotify. And I'm also working on getting it on Apple Podcasts. I am.
Oh my God, she's doing the most
here. Lindsay's doing the hard work. We're just here.
Yeah. Emotional support.
We're just like emotional support.
Possibly yelling at the Apple support team. So we will see you guys next Thursday to record. All right. Goodbye, everyone.
Yes.